This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That time of the week. Welcome back. Midday Show. Broads in for Hugh Douglas. Joe Giller. We're live at Ron Jaworski's golf outing at Riverwind. Right now, we're going to be joined by the voice of the Phillies, Scott Fransky, sponsored by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Scott, how you doing today?
Doing good. How are you guys?
We're good, and we're trying to unpack the Phillies. And Scott, it's amazing. It feels like... Depending on the week, the conversation with you just is totally different. We've had some such highs, right? They're running away with things, and they're playing great, and they're beating everyone. And then we've had tough weeks, and this is one of the tougher weeks. Scott, let's start with Jesus Luzardo, because he's made two starts since the last time we talked, and it's – I don't know if I've ever seen a 180 for a pitcher's season in a matter of a week. What is your thought on what could have happened in two starts? Because I'm at a loss for a guy to go from that good to 20 runs in two starts.
I'm the same way. I'll be honest with you. I mean, I said it on the air yesterday. It's so dramatically different. You have to wonder if there's something he's doing that's giving it away. But now his command wasn't great yesterday. I didn't think. I mean, I thought there were a lot of, especially with his breaking ball. Stocker and I were talking about it. He felt like maybe Luzardo didn't pitch in enough and get guys off the plate a little bit. But his command being what it was, maybe he just wanted to but couldn't execute. I don't know. But, the question certainly gets asked. Is he giving something away? And I know that's kind of what some of the questions were alluding to last night after the game, that, hey, look, there must be something I'm missing here, and he's going to try to figure it out.
Scott, any fear that it's innings pitched related? Now, it's early in the season, but last year 66 innings or so, now he's about 72. Could it possibly be that, which would be a little worrisome?
Well, it would be worrisome if that were it. I don't necessarily think that's it at this point. I mean, last year, obviously, he was shut down because of the back injury, so he didn't throw a lot of innings. The year before, he did. Honestly, the velocity and stuff hasn't really dipped. And I think that's one thing that you certainly look for. They look for a lot of different markers, whether it's velocities or spin rates or, arm angles and things like that. Arm angles to drop when you're tired and things like that. It's something that bears watching, I think, given the fact that, again, last year, but it's not like it's uncharted territory for him. Last year it wasn't a lot, but he's been in this place before, and it was only 2 years ago. So,
Scott, and with Scott Fransky joining us here on a Fransky Fridays, we talk some Phillies. They get set for a series starting tonight in Pittsburgh against the Pirates. Scott, let's talk about the offense. And really, there's been about three, four hitters, and if you want to include Bohm now, because the good month of May, five hitters that they're relying on between Turner and Harper, Schwarber, Castellanos, and Bohm obviously better of late, but the other spots have struggled a lot. And Scott, I'm curious from your perspective, how much do you still say, hey, there's track record, it's early, versus this is what it is? I guess for this one, I'll use Max Kepler as an example, who has a track record, has been an above average major leaguer, but his numbers this year just aren't very good. And, you know, we're 2+ months in. What's that balance, you think, for the team and in your perspective on how much we should keep giving it rope versus this be what they got here?
Yeah, I mean, it might be what they got. I don't know. I mean, time will tell. The question is, what do you do alternatively? If that is what it is, and I don't think it's enough production from that spot in the lineup, you know, I mean, left field, center field, you know, Bryson Stott has not had a real productive year. You know, as you mentioned, Alec Bohm only until recently, and still not a ton of pop. Same thing with Castellanos, not a ton of pop. Decent averages. They haven't gotten what they're accustomed to out of catching position. So there's a whole bunch of spots that are in that same vein. I just, you know, you start to ask yourself, well, if this is all we're going to get, how do we, what other options do we have? And I don't, you know, I mean, that then you start opening up the question, are there guys at Lehigh that could fill those spots that would make an appreciable difference? I don't know. I mean, you know, it's no longer early anymore. You're in the bulk of the summer now. And I think it's going to be, I think you're going to start to see, I don't want to say the anxiety or whatever, but I mean, I do think the urgency will start to ramp up a little bit more with regard to each individual position on okay, what's happening now? Where's this going to go? And what can we do differently? Whether it's with the same guy and make adjustments, or whether it's getting a different guy in those spots.
How would you describe Bryce Harper's year to this point?
You know, solid. Not MVP caliber, obviously, but yeah, I would just say solid. He is, I think it makes a huge difference with him being in the lineup. I think it makes a big difference to everybody when he's in the lineup. And it's clear, you know, that I mentioned a number on the air the other day. When he hits, they generally win. And, you know, his numbers in wins versus losses are dramatically different. And I think that just speaks to the sort of the engine that he is for this offense. Whether that's the actual production or what that allows everybody else to relax and say, oh, you know, Superman's here. He's got it. and I don't have to be Superman. I can just be myself. And I think there's a comfort level for a lot of players in that regard when Bryson's there. So I think he's got more in him. I do. But I would just say solid, it's clear the three guys there, Turner, Schwarber, Harper, they've been the bulk of the offense. And I think what's really obvious is they've got to get more from other people.
Without question. Scott, I think we may have touched on this a couple weeks ago, and I apologize if I forget what you said. I think it was right during the great midday flood of 2025 when the water was rushing in. But I think the last question I asked today was about Stott and what's that balance of production between, or balance of the evaluation between, hey, he works a good at-bat, he sees a lot of pitches, but hey, we need more. And Scott, I thought about it the other night when he popped up in the fifth inning, when they had the bases loaded, top of the order comes up, him and Turner, they both pop up. But I started thinking, like, hey, what if that was Turner-Harper, right? Or what if it was Schwarber-Turner instead of Stott in that spot? What's your thought on where they might be on Stott? And if they make a change, what's the next element? Is it just moving Turner up and it's like Turner-Harper-Schwarber? Or do you go back to the Schwarber thing? I don't think there's an easy answer, but I just feel like they need more out of the leadoff spot.
I think they do need more out of the leadoff spot. I don't think there's any question about it. And Bryson would be the first to tell you that. He's pretty frustrated right now. It looks like it, body language-wise and whatnot at the plate. And you're right. He has a good at-bat. As they say, he works the count, sees a lot of pitches, fouls off a lot of balls, keeps the at-bat alive. But at a certain point, you have to say to yourself, well, the production needs to be there. Rob was asked that question specifically this week. You know, with regard to, hey, you know, what are you looking at here? And he still kind of maintains that idea that, you know, he works a good at bat. And, I think they're trying to let him work itself out. Now, I do think if it's not Stott, you're just moving those guys up. I mean, Turner's on base numbers, righties versus lefties, pretty much dead even if you look at it. So I don't think you're missing a whole lot on base wise if that's what you're asking Turner to do. versus a righty versus a lefty. So I think you could probably make that move pretty seamlessly if you wanted to.
Big picture, I'm curious how you feel about 7-8-9 Kirkering-Strom-Romano trio. I know the last time we saw Romano in Toronto wasn't great, but would you say it's trending in the right direction, or you're still kind of iffy on that trio?
Yeah, I'd say trending in the right direction, but I think there's still some questions to be answered. Obviously, you know, both Romano and Strom have been somewhat inconsistent of late. I think, you know, Matt, the last few times out, has looked a lot better, so that's encouraging. Orion Kirkering over the last, you know, 8 or 9, 10 outings has looked really good, and he's done a really, really good job in those moments where the game is kind of on the line, seventh inning, couple of runners on, trying to bail out a starter. So I think that's significant, and he'll need to keep that up. And Jordan's, you know, obviously recovered from a bad start. His stuff is much better now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And I think, I think you're going to be in those situations where a little bit like what we talked about with the offense, if you're just relying on three guys, those three guys are not going to perform every single day. That's the way baseball works. So you need other people to come through, and they need other people to come through in that bullpen too. Because eventually, you know, over the long haul, that takes pressure and that takes workload off of those other guys to allow them to stay fresh and be sharp and get out at the right time. So, you know, again, I think top to bottom, the bullpen needs to produce more. And I think top to bottom, you know, or let's say 4-9 needs to produce more for the Phillies offensively.
No question. Scott, hopefully it's a good weekend for the Phillies. We know bullpen game tonight, weekend series against the Pirates for the moment for the Cubs. Scott, we'll be listening. Enjoy Pittsburgh, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds good, guys.
There he goes, Scott Fransky, the voice of the Phillies. All right, we appreciate Scott hopping on. And we go from Scott Fransky to a guy that we all know well. His name is Freddie Mitchell, former Eagles wide receiver. He sits down with us right now at the Ron Jaworski Classic, along with Joe and Hunter. Freddie, how you doing?
Joe, Hunter, what's going on? I'm glad you guys have me on.
Glad to talk to you.
Hey, if y'all have me on and listen to me, I'll talk.
Well, that's why we brought you in. We got a microphone for you. So how you doing? I'm sure a good golf outing.
The course is playing beautiful. Great, cause. Jaws is such a great guy.
Oh, awesome.
How many years? 39, 40 years?
This is 41.
41.
Yep.
It's so beautiful. You know what's great? We were in a table. I was in the 730 group. It was me, Ike Reese, Jeremiah Trotter Jr., Harold Carmichael, just sitting at one table.
That's a great group.
Joe Gilio. You know,
how come we didn't get invited to that?
But we don't get the team camaraderie. You know, like that's what we miss. We get depressed about, sure, you know, not being around the guys and, you know, being able to talk. It was just such a special thing, you know. And Jaws brings together.
So, truth. Pretend it's just the three of us talking.
Okay.
Ike's game. Is Ike hitting the ball well?
Ike is nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He, you know what? He has to be that competitive nature because, you know, we and you know who else? Trotter is good.
Is he?
Trotter, yeah. He hits 80s. He shoots the 80s. Westbrook has got a nice swing and everything else. But, you know, he has to because we'll make fun of him.
Yeah, well, of course. That's why I asked, because if he wasn't doing what we were going to rip him for.
He's a talker, but you know what I'm saying? He backs it up.
Yeah, all right. Freddie Mitchell is sitting with us here. All right, Freddie, let's talk some Eagles as we get looking forward to the 2025 season off of what they did last year. A question that gets brought up a lot. A.J. Brown brought this up at the end of the season. New offensive coordinator. They had a formula last year that worked, right? They ran the football better than anyone in the league, and they threw it off that, but it was more of a running team. Do you think they have to evolve this thing and throw the football more, or are you in the camp of, hey, if this works, do it again until someone stops it?
Yeah, I'm the kind of guy that if it's not broken, you know, don't try to fix it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, everybody knows that you have to establish the run to pass the ball. I'm a receiver, and I understand that. You know, it really helps each other out. Now, when you're not running the ball – and you're just trying to straight pass, that's when it hurts you. You know, so I'm a big believer in run, then get them. Because then you can play action. There's a lot of other things that you can do. And, I mean, you have the best running back in the game. Why not start run first?
I'm in.
It makes sense. Now, I'm curious to pick your brain on, you know, someone who played the position, and then you watch A.J. Brown every single Sunday, and you see someone who's doing it currently at that clip. What do you see when you watch a talent like that out there compete at that level?
I see with something like that not utilized as much. You know, I think that he should get an automatic 10 targets a game no matter what. If you're saying there's 60, 70 plays in a game, you know Saquon needs it 20, 25, okay? You got to have A.J. touch at 10. You got to have Smith touch at 10. Everybody else can spread the ball around. But just make sure they get their touches. It's really, really simple. But, you know, you get a lot of guys that they get in the moment and they forget players, and then that's when it gets bad. It's like, oh, man, he only got 2 targets that game? You know, what's going on with that?
Especially his caliber,
and
yeah.
And then he's reading books.
Yeah, well, he makes sure we know, even if he doesn't say it, we know how he's feeling.
Right.
How would you evaluate the play from start to finish last year of Jalen Hurts? Look, we know the ending was special, right? Title game, I thought he was awesome. Super Bowl, he's the MVP. But the moments last year, there were some ups. I mean, the Carolina game was an up. Excuse me, down. But the Pittsburgh game was an up. Cincinnati game up. There were some downs. He took 7 sacks in the Rams playoff game. How did you evaluate start to finish Jalen Hurts last season?
You know, it's hard to evaluate him when you're not really in the game plan and understanding, because sometimes it can be the office coordinator's fault. But, you know, Jalen's going to have to take the brunt for everything, you know, win, lose. I don't understand how a quarterback can throw for 100 yards and still win a ball game. You know, I don't understand how in this type of game you have that many turnovers and you still win the game. I'm completely lost looking at this game now, because, you know, it's just like, man, that the snow game, was it against
the Rams,
right?
Yeah.
They had so many turnovers and they should have
lost. It took 7 sacks, yeah.
Right. So that was the game you were referring
yes.
to. I'm like, on an Andy Reid football team or a good coach or whatever, and not trying to bash any coach or whatever, you lose that game. You know, I mean, maybe Sirianni was just that good, but I mean, it happens. I can't call games anymore. Because I'm not used to that.
Yeah.
I'm not used to a quarterback throwing for 100 yards and still winning.
Yeah. Now, what type of adversity is this locker room taking on when someone like Brandon Graham leaves it? You know, now you still have the Lane Johnsons of the world, and I think Mailata is growing into that as well, and Saquon Barkley's presence. There's a lot of good guys here, which maybe that's the answer. But, you know, Brandon Graham was special, and now he leaves that room. How much of an impact, and how hard is that to face?
So question for you, you know, would you put Kelce
thing? I sure would.
So what happened last
they
year
won
when
a
Kelce
Super Bowl.
Lost? And who took Kelce's position?
Juergens.
Juergens doesn't get him. He's not getting the love. You know, maybe he needs to go date a superstar girl or something like that.
That can't hurt. Yeah,
wouldn't hurt
but
at all.
Name a player in the NFL that takes over a player like Kelce and breaks a 40-year record.
It's rare.
With a running back.
Yeah, it's rare.
But Philly doesn't give him any love like that, you know. But, you know, Philly, you have to find your niche.
So does that mean Nolan Smith's going to be the Cam Juergens of the defensive end position?
All you need is an opportunity.
There you go.
You know, 4th-and-26 was an opportunity. You know, we didn't want to have that opportunity.
But you took advantage of it.
They took advantage of it. But you know what? The defensive coordinator understands his players. So if he can put him in the right situation – He can do all the good things.
So the way you describe the Juergens Kelce thing and Nolan now to Brandon, it almost reminds me of like a great college program, right? You don't go down, you just reload. The next guy comes up. So are you expecting the Eagles to be great again? They lost a lot in terms of names, right? A lot of free agents left, and Brandon. Typically, teams that lose that must take a step back. Are you expecting that, or do you think this team, hey, 13 wins again, Super Bowl, you know, kind of team? What is your expectation for this team this year?
I mean, last year you didn't think they were going to do what they did.
I did not.
Right when they
lost, I was wrong.
It was
like wrong a lot.
I was on your boat. Yeah. It was the Tampa Bay Bucks. When I think they lost with the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Yeah, week 4.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, it's done.
I called for the coach job.
Yeah,
me too.
Everybody did, though, right?
I said the season was over.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like anything is really possible in today's game. You know, you have to ride it out until you're really, really out. You know, and I'm telling you, I mean, you guys hold them accountable, all right? And they need that. And always hold them accountable, even if you're wrong. Because, it drives them and it gives them fire. So, you know, it's you guys take a lot of heat. Take it because it helps us out, you know.
Did you feel that when you were a player?
Well, I was just that good. I didn't.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Don't worry about saying on WIP.
Yeah. I wasn't going to drop a ball, you know what I'm saying? I was too busy trying to cover up for Donovan. You know how that is.
Was that an every week thing? Every other week?
The crowd was
wild. They were waiting for that.
Everybody knew I was going to come
over
here
waiting.
And talk about I'm the bitter guy, okay? Yeah. You know, I am the bitter guy. I've been bitter for a while, you know? So it's all good, though.
So Jalen Hurts, best quarterback in Eagles history, surpassed Donovan?
That's interesting. You know, I think that with me, you have to talk Super Bowls. You know, that has to be a qualification, you know? Nick Foles is right there. You know, but Jalen has been, you know, to two. Has any Eagles quarterback been to two Super Bowls?
No, Nick was in the one.
Right.
And, you know, Jalen the two, Donovan the one, and Jaws the one. So,
right.
No.
Right. Right. And Donovan had the best coach of in the NFL of all time. I'm referring to Andy Reid.
He surpassed Belichick?
100%. Andy didn't cheat.
I mean, I can't argue with that.
All right. So I mean, and
ooh, boy.
And if he didn't get caught cheating, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know.
Well, there you go.
So,
maybe that's
so,
it.
Yeah, so, but and Andy didn't have Tom Brady.
Right.
Andy did it with less. You know what I'm saying? And then he went and matured and got better and learned from his mistakes and everything was great. But I think that I think Jalen has done more, and I don't want to say more with less, because Sirianni is he's proving himself.
Sure.
You know, get a couple field goals, take the points, you know.
But that Jaguar game.
If you're listening, you know what I'm saying, take the points. But that's the old school in me, though, right? Are we in the same, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I was mad when they didn't take the points in the Jaguars game.
Yeah,
but he's Sirianni proved himself last
year.
He did. I mean, I doubted 100%. Him, and look what he did.
He did. Yeah, I mean, 100%. So, I mean, and it's great, you know. It's I think they're going to be good. I think, you know, I haven't looked at the schedule. Tell me, do you
it's
think
pretty, it's the schedule's tougher.
It's tough.
Yeah, so they play the NFC North and they play the AFC West. So you got Chiefs, you got the Chargers, Broncos, playoff teams last year, Lions, you know. The
Dallas and Kansas City to start the season.
Yes, it's a tougher schedule.
Yeah, it's a hard schedule. Yeah. So, I mean, but, you know, it's you can get into the playoffs. That's all you need to do.
Right.
Just get into the playoffs, you know, and then let the Cowgirls do what they do. You know, it's like it'll happen.
Let's end with this. Last year, the title game was Eagles-Commanders. I mean, the Commanders haven't been serious in a long time. It looks like they have a special young quarterback. Do you believe the Commanders are now the team we got to deal with, or you got to see it again before you believe in Jaden Daniels and the Commanders? Or are they real?
I believe they're the real thing. And a lot of people are not going to talk about this, but they have a special GM that's coming up in the rankings named Adam Peters.
Who was with San Francisco before, yeah.
Yes, sir. And nobody's really talking about his moves and everything else, but he's a special player, and I got to know him personally because he played football with me at UCLA.
Oh, so yeah, so
yeah,
you know him well.
So
okay.
I know him well, and I like what they're doing there, and I like how they're, you know, they're identifying their mistakes, and that's huge.
Well, it's been a while since they were a thorn, but now it feels like they're a real thorn, so we got to deal with them. Freddie, we appreciate you hopping on, and enjoy the rest of the day out here.
Hey, tell Philadelphia. Will you tell Philadelphia
they're
something?
Listening.
Philadelphia,
tell.
I love you.
He said it.
I freaking love you, Philadelphia. I really do. I never left here. I never left.
You're here. You're here with us.
I'm here. Donovan left.
Freddie Mitchell on with us from the Ron Jaworski Golf Outing. All right, we got a lot to do. Thank you for hopping on, Freddie. We'll come back, take your phone calls here. Tri-Day Friday as well. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.